How's your hearing these days? That's a question my wife and friends ask me more and more frequently at home and work as aging begins to take its toll. It's also a question I ask myself and others, recognizing that we're regularly bombarded by a cacophony of loud and often insistent voices competing for our attention and our allegiance. So it's good to stop and ask, are we hearing and proclaiming God's word in the midst of these many voices that surround us? How is your hearing these days? That's a major theme running through today's gospel reading. And it's an important question confronting the human Jesus that we meet today. First, we hear that Jesus has left the comfort and familiarity of his Jewish home in Galilee. He's traveled north to the Gentile region of Tyre. He's seeking anonymity and respite by leaving behind those crowds that always surrounded him in his Jewish ministry in Galilee. But his relief is short-lived. A Gentile woman hears about Jesus and his healing power. She seeks him out and begs him to cast out the unclean spirit that possesses her daughter and is destroying her life. At first, though, Jesus refuses her request. He seems to accept that the children of God, the Jewish people, occupy a privileged position in God's economy. His initial response implies that there is not enough of God's life-giving power to go around for everyone. Jesus seems confident that his divine vocation is limited to serving only the Jewish people. He even appears to insult the woman by characterizing Gentiles as dogs. Not to be denied, the woman perseveres. She pushes back against Jesus' failure to respond to her plea. She probably thinks to herself, we Gentiles may be no better than family dogs in God's household, but, she reminds Jesus, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Hearing the woman's words, his ears are opened to new possibilities. Jesus hears God's word in a fresh, new way from this most unexpected source, a Gentile woman. So he grants her request and casts the demon out of her daughter. The woman gives Jesus a divine word about his vocation, a word that universalizes his healing ministry for Jews and Gentiles alike. Through this Gentile woman, Jesus realizes there are no limitations on human access to God's life-giving power. God intends for everyone to participate in God's economy of grace. There are no limits to God's mercy and healing power. In the second part of today's gospel, Jesus continues his ministry among the Gentiles. The crowd brings to him a deaf man with an impediment in his speech. Like the Syro-Phoenician woman, they beg him to lay his hands on the man and heal his infirmities. This time, Jesus immediately responds. He takes the man aside in private, away from the crowd. He then looks up into heaven and says, "Be opened." And immediately the man's ears are opened. His tongue is released, and he speaks plainly. Do you wonder why Jesus took the man aside in private, away from the crowd? I hear this as evidence that the fully human Jesus had learned a valuable lesson in his earlier encounter with the Syrophoenician woman. He had first arrived in Tyre, seemingly with his ears closed to her Gentile plea. But because he was away from the comforts of home, Jesus was detached from those familiar Jewish voices that helped to shape his perspectives and actions. In Tyre, away from those influential voices, Jesus was able to hear God's will for his life in a new way through the words of the Gentile woman. Now, with his ears opened through this experience, he takes the deaf man aside in private, away from the crowd. He detaches the man from the voices that may actually be closing his ears to hearing God's word. I can personally attest to the life-changing power of detaching from the familiar voices that once shaped my self-understanding and influenced my actions. For 17 years, I was a trial lawyer, committed to building my professional reputation and enjoying the benefits of being part of a large law firm. My law partners were the primary crowd I hung out with. They were the voices that shaped my values and actions. Only after I began spending more time as an active member of a thriving Christian community were my ears opened to hear God's word for new ways in my life. My values and goals began to change, as did the nature and scope of my vocation. How is your hearing these days? Do you surround yourself with people and voices that simply confirm your own self-understanding and do little to challenge your views of life? People and voices that may be closing your ears, making it harder for you to hear God's word and will for your life. If so, then maybe it's time for you to take a metaphorical journey to the region of Tyre. As Jesus and I know from personal experience, a trip to Tyre can be life-changing. It can take you away from those predictable influences that all too often shape your life and actions. For you, maybe a trip to Tyre means changing what you read or the podcast you listen to. Maybe it means going on a spiritual retreat with guidance from your local pastor or life coach, or finding and working with a spiritual director. Or maybe it just means getting away to the Tetons, where solitude and the beauty of God's creation opens your eyes and your ears to hear God's call to new directions. There are many different roads that lead to Tyre, just as there were many different roads that brought you here to the chapel today. I invite you to get a map, chart the course of your journey, and follow your own route to Tyre. I'm confident that after you arrive, your ears will be opened. You will hear God's word in fresh new ways, and your life will change. You will see and hear ways to contribute to the healing and welfare of our conflicted world. Let your journey to Tyre begin today.